Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. More than most books of the Bible, the book of Daniel has been a target of skepticism because of its remarkably accurate prophecies. These prophecies on the book's legitimacy are not new. Even in the 3rd century, the philosopher Porphyry states, quote, "Daniel did not predict future events as he narrated past ones," end of quote. Critics question both the prophetic and historical portions in an effort to discredit Daniel. One of the attacked historical claims is the existence of King Belshazzar, made famous or infamous by the writing on the wall account. For the most part, Belshazzar was only mentioned in the Book of Daniel and literature derived from it. That changed in 1854 when a key archaeological discovery was found, called the Nabonius Cylinder. Nabonius is recognized as the last king of the Babylonian Empire. The cylinder contains Nabonius's prayer to the moon god for, quote, "Belshazzar, the eldest son, my offspring," end of quote. Belshazzar's existence as the firstborn of Nabonius was finally confirmed. Another cuneiform text, called the Nabonius Chronicle, was discovered in 1882. The text was translated and published, and the summary of the text describes Nabonius as mostly a, quote, "absentee king." So Nabonius left, quote, "the crown prince," as the text describes him, in charge to take care of the Babylonian affairs while he was gone in Tima, Arabia, about 725 kilometers away. This confirms that Belshazzar was indeed the highest authority at Babylon at the time of its capture. And here's a neat detail to conclude with. Did you ever wonder why Belshazzar could only offer Daniel the third highest position to interpret the writing on the wall? Well, Nabonius was still the king, and the crown prince Belshazzar was second in command, leaving only the third in command to offer Daniel for interpreting the text. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca.